Chapter 32, Part 5. Duryodhana Satisfies Durvasa. Duryodhana thought continuously of ways by which he might harm the Pandavas. He consulted with his brothers and Karna, trying to devise a means to overcome the brothers. He wanted to do this before they return from the forest. And while he was considering different plans, the ascetic Durvasa happened to visit Hastinapur. He had with him 10,000 disciples, and he came to the royal palace asking for food for all of them. The sage was famous for his anger. If he were not served properly, he would quickly curse the offender. He would also test his host to the limits of their patience, wanting to see if they adhered to their religious obligations under all circumstances. Fearing that his curse would be brought upon them by some incompetent servant, Duryodhana served Durvasa personally. With all the humility and gentleness he could muster, he carefully ministered to the sage's every request, acting just like a menial servant. But Durvasa was unpredictable. Sometimes he would demand that a meal be prepared immediately, but then when it was fetched, he would go away to bathe. He would then return after a long time and say, "I will not eat now. I am no longer hungry." He would rise at midnight and call for food and other attentions, often criticizing the food and service he received. Duryodhana served him without complaint and remained attentive to the rishi's every wish. Durvasa was pleased with the prince. Just before leaving, Durvasa said, "You have served me well. I will grant you a boon. Ask from me whatever you desire. If it is not opposed to religion, I will satisfy you at once." Duryodhana felt as if he had received new life. He had already conferred with his counselors as to what boon he should ask, if Durvasa should ask him. Thus he replied, "O Brahmana, just as you have been my guest, so you should become the guest of Yudhishthira in the forest. He is accomplished and well-behaved, and he is a great king, the best and eldest of our family. He therefore deserves to receive your blessings. You should go to him when his entire family has finished eating and are preparing to rest. You will then be well received by those pious men." "I will do as you ask." Durvasa then left with his disciples, heading for the Kamyaka. Duryodhana punched the air in joy. The Pandavas would never be able to receive Durvasa and his many disciples properly after Draupadi had eaten. They would have no way to feed 10,000 Brahmins without the magic plate they had received from Surya. Surely they would be cursed by Durvasa, and the rishi's curse would never fail. Duryodhana ran to his friends and cried, "Our plan has succeeded. The Pandavas are doomed." He then embraced Karna. Karna said, "By good fortune, you have fared well and fulfilled your desire. By good fortune, your enemies are now cast into an ocean of misery, difficult to cross. Through their own fault, they now face great danger. Laughing and clasping each other's hands, Duryodhan and his counselors rejoiced. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.